Blog Talk Radio.
All my life I had to fight. All my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this is what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a f***ing gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I knew it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my face, it's all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, huh, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me, so I went running for answers.
If you're listening to the sound of my voice, I just wanted Kendrick Lamar's voice to let you know we're going to be all right. It's 2017. Some of y'all didn't think y'all were going to make it. Some of y'all are barely making it, but it's all good. It's the one Mike stand with Simply May. I am Simply May. We are in full effect. I'm pleased to be with you for the next hour of your time, if you so choose to be bothered. I won't be here regardless because you know how work is set up. I want to take an opportunity to thank our sponsors who make sure we can do what we do every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And they are, of course, Stand Omni Media. You can't be a Stand Omni Media production without Stand Omni Media. This is a diversified digital media brand whose mission is dedicated to uplifting the voices and cultures that are often silenced in our community. That's why you always see us hashtag, where do you stand? If you are interested in having a show, Stan Online Media is having an open house and are accepting proposals for folks who want to be a part of the brand. If that's you, please send a shout out to info@wheredoyoustand.com. That's info at WHEREDO, the letter U, STAND.com. You want to put, I might like a show or something in the subject that indicates that you're interested in submitting a proposal. Perhaps we'd go with proposal submission. Like, I'm not going to do all the work for you. I'm just making a few suggestions because I want to see everybody win. It's 2017. And then from there, you put a nice little cover letter-esque message about yourself and your show concept. And then, you know, they are accepting videos, of course, basic proposals. Not to say basic as in your proposal would suck, but, you know, just the regular old PowerPoint if that's what you want to go with. Prezzies, too, if you like to be a little more jazzy. Videos, any sort of submission to pitch, sell your idea to the show. So, again, really looking to open up in 2017 more opportunities for folks to reach out to Stan Omni Media. But they're not our only sponsor. We're also sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, the first and best dating website for lesbian identified women. Check them out, www.eve4eveonline.com. Again, that's www.eve4eveonline.com. They also are doing big things in the new year, looking for Eves that are interested in being models and participating in their signature events. I'm the official spokesmodel for Eve for Eve Online, and, well, we know I have a boo, so it seems it works out. So if you're interested in being a model or just finding your Eve, check out EVE, the number four, EVEonline.com, and that's E for Eve Online. And we apologize for those technical difficulties, but we're back. Look for all of our sponsorship opportunities online, www.wheredoyoustand.com, as well as directly on the Facebook page for the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. Again, just a quick overview because I'm not sure where our technical difficulties began and when they ended. We are sponsored by Eve for Eve Online, Stan Omni Media, the Lifestyle Power Players, a 501c7 organization for people of purpose that identify as LGBTQ. And we are definitely supporters of the Future Foundation. If you are interested in having your business advertised to the 192 countries that listen to Stan Omni Media Radio, please hit us up at info@wheredoyoustand.com and put in your subject advertisement. We're going to play another song, and then we're going to do a recap of what went down last week. I'm really, really, really feeling Big Baby Dram. And I know I told you that last year, and so I'm bringing it into 2017. Some of y'all are late, and a lot of people are inquiring about Wi-Fi and give zero fucks about if your MacBook Pro works. So I'm going to play the song for you and teach you a thing. You're going to learn today.
Wi-Fi. I ain't got no signal on my phone. Me and these hills and we all alone. Yeah. Do you got Wi-Fi? See your boyfriend, pay your bills. Do Netflix and chill with me. Do you got Wi-Fi? Is there a signal in your house? Why are we chilling on the couch, baby? Do you got Wi-Fi? Cause I really wanna show you something, but my phone is fucking up in the dark. I need you with me. And I just wanna impress you, darling. I just wanna make you feel good. I just wanna impress you, darling. So let me know if I could.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Erykah Badu.
Boy, I got Wi-Fi, and my service is nice as that, and it comes at no price as that. Let me know where your iPhone is, log on my Wi-Fi. What is it that you have to show me? Boy, you better be good, please don't blow me. Well, answer me this while it's loading. Do you like my carpet matches the pillows too? And did you know I was feeling you? Forget about your Wi-Fi for a second. Put your phone down, please don't check it. Mama, if I do, about to teach you a lesson.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you like this. If you be like, do you have Wi-Fi? And somebody be like, huh, they don't. That's the answer. They don't. I just dropped a jewel on you. On the one mic stand with Simply Nay, okay? I'm just trying to, see, we're on the road to Valentine's Day. And on Valentine's Day, before Valentine's Day, after Valentine's Day, you got to make better decisions. Every day, just strive to make a, every moment, strive to make a better decision than the decision you had made before. And see, I'm so seriously serious that I'm grammatically destroying this sentence in hopes that even the most ignorant of ignorant understand what I am trying to say, and that the most intellectual of intellectual can smarten it up based on their standardized testing, and we all just went. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to say on the one mic stand with Simply Nay. You can say some shit too. 646-787-8623. We take calls. We like to speak with you. That is a thing. My guest for the evening, I am just really excited to talk to y'all about this. You see it scrolling on the top of our screen. Jennifer Edwards, One Woman, Two Businesses. Now, some of y'all can't even go to somebody else's job on time. just one, just the part-time one where you only got to do it for 15 hours out the week. We just been real. But she got two whole businesses. That's hers. I want to see y'all win this year. So we finna talk to her. We gonna bring her on. You better call. You watching Ayanla Fix My Life, but she can't talk back to you. I'm just saying. You borrowing money, but GoFundMes are not going to be allowed in Trump Nation. I'm just trying to set you up for success. This is real shit. So we're going to talk with somebody who's been doing it, like didn't just start doing it yesterday. You know, it's not the Hillary Clinton and shit, but been doing it. You know, Hillary did everything. Let me stop. That might bring back. That was last year. We're going to let that go. I'm just telling you the steps to how we got here so we don't make the same mistakes. That's what I'm trying to do. Jennifer, are you live on the air?
Yes. You hear me?
How are you?
I'm
yes,
good.
I can hear you. Can you hear you?
Yes.
Good. I have the first question I have for you is mandatory because I played the song. Do you have Wi-Fi?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. See, because you know, if somebody
spot,
don't know.
Right, and a hotspot because I need to be connected.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was the daily double. See, we're not just guessing right. We're getting the whole daily double in 2017. I'm just letting folks know. So you had so many names. You know what I'm saying? There's Jennifer the Cosmolactician, and then there's the Brow Beater. So you don't have to clarify. That's just the Brow Beater. It's like the superhero for bad eyebrows or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? It makes me want to write a poem. Or a short story, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should do public service announcements. You know how they had the little smoking things? This is your body doing drugs. This is your body not doing drugs. It could be like, this is your brows not beat. This is your brows beat. You know what I'm saying? You could come to fuck up and save lives. Because this whole I'm going to draw my eyebrow on thing.
Oh my
that
goodness.
We just determine we're going to do. And it doesn't have a race. It doesn't have a nationality. It
no.
doesn't. Everybody is like, I'm going to draw on my eyebrows. So how,
and,
did,
and
you,
my mission,
how did you get?
Mm-hmm. I was just about to go into that. Like, my mission with it is.
Please. That's what I was going to ask you. What is your mission?
Okay. Well, I want to give people real looking eyebrows. So I'm not going to give you that Sharpie look that other people are doing because that's just ridiculous. Nobody's eyebrows look like that. So I learned the feather touch technique, also called microblading, things like that. So it actually looks like eyebrow hair.
I just had to catch my breath because you said folk got Sharpies on their forehead. I heard it. I don't know if everyone else heard it. So I had to get myself together. I think that's a blessing. Now, when you I want to start from the very beginning. Like, when did you decide that you were going to go into business for yourself, that was the thing that you wanted to do? And which business came first? Because you have two of them.
The hair business. Actually, I have more than two businesses. We'll get to the third one later.
So I undercut you. Excuse me. Thou shalt get all thou just do in 2017. It's the 11th commandment. We cool. I understand.
Okay. So I decided to go into business for myself about maybe 12 years ago. So I've been in business for myself for 11 years. But I've been a hairstylist for 20 years. And went to cosmetology school in New Jersey, moved back to this area because I went to Howard for a while. That didn't work out for me. Went to cosmetology school, came back. So here I am working for other people, getting sick of it. I was doing hair on the side for family and friends. I calculated how much money I made doing that on the side, and I was like, well, let's see what would happen if I actually tried to do it for myself. So my first year being self-employed, I made $23,000.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're like,
you know, there's that, and it just continued from there. So.
So we just got to be real. We're going to walk folks through it. We want to paint a picture for the people, you know. You've yeah. quit your job. You're going to mm-hmm. work for yourself. You're yeah. going to do hair. But yeah. before you quit your job, you were the hair hookup. You were the family and friends day. I'm going to come over your house. You're going to make me look like $1 million, but you're my homie. What was the conversation? Or was there a conversation about, hey, man, this is the landlord's money. The hookup
well,
has ceased.
What I really had to do was just look at my finances and figure out how much money I needed to make. It's just a math equation, and it's a simple math equation. So that's what I did.
You
focus
the math and, equation. I'm writing it down. I want to know it, too.
I mean, the math equation is add up all your bills. Add up everything that you know that your life costs you, everything, your rent, your food, your car, your whatever, your insurance, your whatever, your extracurricular, because that's necessary for life. You know, you still need to have your fun. So work that into your budget. But then what I did instead of figuring out how much, well, at first I figured out how much I needed to make every week to make all my bills for the month. But then sometimes I had to double that so that I could have a little cushion because the hair money doesn't always come as regular as a regular job.
Now, can you tell folks how you discovered that the hair money don't come like a regular job?
Well, yeah, it was simple. People will wake up in the morning and decide they don't feel like getting their hair done. They will overspend all week and short themselves and therefore me on the hair. It just happened.
So,
it still happens.
I want to backtrack just a bit because we started in AP classes and some folks have different needs, you know? Sometimes
yeah.
we just got to back it up. What other jobs did you do for other people before you made it to the point where you were just doing a thing for yourself?
Mainly, I worked for Starbucks. That's what I did majority before I did hair, but then I was also doing Starbucks and working at a salon or whatever, doing that simultaneously. But then after a while, that pissed me off, too, and I was just like, I just got to do what I got to do. And I just made it happen for myself with the hair. So, but I took all the skills that I've accumulated. Because, like I said, at that point, I've been a hairstylist for 9-10 years before I decided to go out on my own. So I started out by putting ads on Craigslist for people that are looking for bridal hair. So I was doing that on the weekends. Doing whole bridal party.
Here's my cool. The whole bridal party. So how did you set your market? Because with your first business that we spoke of, you do locks. So that's a specialty.
Well, that's
market.
Where
Not
I
only
am
do
now.
You do hair.
Right, that's where I am now. Like I was doing hair 20 years, so I was first doing hair. I was, you know, the black girl at a white salon. That could do everybody's hair. So I'm doing, you know, relaxers for the handful of black people that would come through. I do some cornrows here and there, you know, whatever. I do updos for weddings and proms for that. But I just, you know, knew that immediately I paired up with a makeup artist that I found on Craigslist. And she did the makeup and I did the hair. She would refer me. But then, you know, then things happen and I have to move on, and the market constantly changes. I always just had to go after a different market. So I ended up with locks in the last 11 years, really. So I've been doing sister locks for 11 years. But I also do relaxers and cuts and curl and color and all of that.
Can you explain, first, just to give a little context to someone who this means absolutely nothing to you and you're lost in the sauce, you just like my show. I love you, boo, for staying listening. And I want to add that Jennifer been doing locks since before I had locks on my head. So many of you stop me and are like, oh, your locks are so pretty, oh, they're so long. Jennifer's been doing this since before most people have had locks in their head. So the next thing that I wanted to ask you about is, in a time when you're clearly a visionary, because folks are just starting their locks like maybe 2 to 3 years ago or so, in a time when everyone wasn't doing that, what made you decide, I'm going to delve into natural hair and keep the faith that folks would lean to that side? Was there market research? Did you just have a feeling? Was it, well, I got locks in my head, so...
Well, I mean, I guess in a way it was a bit of market research because I do constantly read hair articles and different blogs and things like that. And, of course, in the international multicultural salon I was working in, I'm reading a magazine, and there was a little short article about how at the time they were saying that in, I don't know what year I was reading the article, but it was like maybe 5 to 7 years later would be a boom for black women in natural hair. Now, I read that way before I got into the natural hair thing, but I got into it mainly because I was kind of sick of working for and dealing with white people, honestly. I knew I could do something better because I kind of did without trying. And that's really kind of how all of my businesses have come.
Wow. I think that was really profound and a hell of a time to go to a song break. I want to dedicate this to you. I'm going to take it back in the day. Look, I'm going to let the audio stay because I'm going to mess you up when we hit play.
Okay.
Just playing. Just playing. I'm just saying.
I love you for that.
Oh. Did you get what I was trying to say to you, Jennifer, the cosmolophician, the browbeater, the bad
yes,
man?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you
very much.
Did you
understand what I was saying?
Yes, thank you.
I heard someone say today, accept all affirmations in 2017. It was everything. And so I'm passing that on, like STDs. Anywho, I want to know what message you might have for other people outside of, you know, your specialty, because you started three businesses and we're going to talk about the other two. What message do you have for people who may be interested in starting their own business? Like, if you could have read a tweet and maybe not a Facebook status, you know, like the short condensed version of what you wish somebody would have told you before you got into this.
I don't know. Because everybody's path is different. I mean, my thing is do your research. Because, I mean, just by me going into cosmetology to begin with, there was research involved. You know, yeah, I wanted to do hair, but I also found out what else I could do with the cosmetology license. So, I mean, you know, it's vast. So that was my path. But, I mean, like if somebody else is into, you know, let's say my business is a baking business, you know, you figure out, you know, what your specialty is, what, you know, you're really good at if you want to go to school for it. Like, I attempted to go to culinary school, but realized that wasn't for me. But I don't really need it for what I want to do. So, it's all about your research. Just read all about it.
I appreciate how practical that advice was. You know, some folks want to get all, you know, Shakespearean on folks.
Nah.
To be or not to be.
Yeah.
Measure
your I ain't got
father.
Time for all that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, do your research. Don't quit your job and you ain't even got next month's rent talking about, let me see how many clients I can get from zero. Like, that's what she's saying when she say do your research.
Right.
Also,
right. I did figure out if I could quit my job. And at first, I did a reduced schedule of my job.
So you held on to the job while you started the business?
Yes. Because sometimes you have to. Because I still had to pay my bills.
So walk us into the evolution of business owner to business owner with multiple businesses.
The multiple business part came, you know, I do the hair thing, I'm having a good time, everything's great. But then after a while, I got a little bored. Didn't want to quit that, but just a little bored. So I went to add something else to it. So I went to a hair show, a hair convention in New York at the Jacob Javits Center. I'm walking through there. I bought a 2-day ticket. Now I go up there and I go and hang out with my friend. The first day I don't even go because I'm kind of not really wanting to go. But then I'm like, I bought these tickets. Let me at least go one day. So I go. I'm about to leave the place and then I see them doing permanent makeup. And I stop at the booth and I stand there for a minute and I observe everything. And I'm like, well, let me get mine done. If I can bear it, if it looks good, then maybe this will be what I'll add to my business. And that's what happened. I got mine done, spoke to the lady that did mine. Her story was exactly what mine just was. She wanted to add something to her business. She's a hairstylist. So then that was born. I took the class. See, the hair show was in March, I guess. I took the class in June back in New York. So that was about 2.5 years ago.
And how's that been? Were you nervous or did you feel like you had learned some of the best practices in doing general business from your previous experiences?
Yeah,
you got some
I feel like
owners listening thinking they're going to double down, you know?
Well, I mean, I did make a huge financial investment to, you know, of course, for all the supplies and everything. I mean, the class was an investment. You know, going up to New York, staying there, everything was, you know, it took a lot, but it's worth it because of what I can charge for this service. And you just, again, you have to do your research. You got to figure it out. So between the time that I was at the show and got mine done, and they told me at the show that there was going to be a class coming, and at the time, the class was supposed to be, I think, in May.
but I think they ended up having it in June or July. I think it was July. But anyway, yeah, so I, again, did my research. I figured out how much they charge in this area for what I'm about to do. Is it going to be worth it for me? So, now, I haven't fully applied myself to that business like I have the hair business or the third business, but, you know, it's there. It's still there for me to do.
So before we get into the third business, I want to ask you some things that have just popped up, got in the chat, getting in messaging. Do you identify as a person of color? You know, some people,
yeah,
when you can speak well and you have proper diction, and, you know, with a name like Jennifer Edwards, folks aren't sure, and some would like to clarify.
Yes, I used to get that all the time, yes. I am a woman of color.
Okay. And do you care to go more into your background, your ethnicity, things of that nature?
I mean, not really, because honestly, I was black before they started calling us African-American.
Thank you and good night.
Okay.
She said it, gavel banged, case closed. So, what? The first question we got is, I asked about general advice that you would give to business owners, but, like, how about women business owners?
Oh, gosh.
Is it a whole different game when you show up?
It is sometimes. It is sometimes, and even dealing with women, because with the hair business, you know, women try to tug at your heartstrings and fail to realize that them canceling their appointment or giving their side story as to why doesn't really matter. What really matters at the end of the day for me, no matter how much I like you as a client or a person, there may be a bill that I can't pay and you don't understand that. So also me as a business owner, I also have to not be so connected to some client because of that.
Did it take you a while to master that craft, or
yes,
did you come
yes
into the game being clear about how to navigate that?
It took me a while. It took me a while. You know, I used
and we
to,
just
want to
put
I,
the disclaimer. We just want to put the disclaimer because you said it before, everybody is different. Because you'll get a Facebook message right now that's like, hey, it didn't work for me. Show ain't even over yet, you know? So we just want to put the disclaimer, timing. Timing. Patience.
Yeah.
So, the third business, care to share?
Okay. You did say this was an uncensored radio show. So,
mm-hmm.
I am a resident of the District of Columbia, and Initiative 71 was passed.
Praise the Lord, because I helped work on it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So
thank
I have an edible
for those
business
who don't want to, hold on, let me clarify.
Oh,
see,
sorry.
I don't want to put you in a position. I don't know what positions you like to be put in. Anyway, what I'm trying to say on the radio is here in D.C., marijuana is legal. Now, there's variations of that depending on who you are, where you are, what color you are, you know, just variations. And I'm more than happy. We do a show about it the week of 420, where we talk about the laws and whatnot, so y'all don't get locked up and shit, because we love you. And you should come back on. But just want to clarify that Initiative 71 was the initiative that got that passed. Shout out to all the gentrifiers that came to lobby and make sure it happened. But again, that's another show. Carry on. We talking about you and what you do, Jennifer. I just had to give that cliff note.
No problem. I have an edibles business. So I've decided, you know, since everything is legal now, I might as well merge the things that I love. I've been smoking for
now
more
listen
than half my life. And I love
no,
to bake.
No, because you know it's clarifying questions. I'm going to change
yeah
my show name to the Clarifying Questions Show because I like to be clear, you know.
Uh-huh.
Are you one of these who make cookies talking about I got an edibles business and the only thing
yes
you can get is cookies and brownies?
No. No. No,
okay.
No, let me explain. Actually, I guess signature product is my brown sugar pound cake. Now, I make that cake without infused butter, And my friends and family love it. They always order it for anything or for no reason. But now that I've added, you know, the infused butter that I also make to this cake, it's a very popular item in my edibles business. So I have cake slices. I have Rice Krispies. I do have four types of cookies. I'm not doing brownies because everybody does that. I'm not doing snickerdoodles because everybody does that. But for around Thanksgiving, I entered a macaroni and cheese competition, and I won.
Oh, you can't. Your macaroni and cheese is not better than my macaroni and cheese, but I ain't never put weed in my macaroni and cheese. So that one ingredient got you on the same level as my macaroni and cheese. I entered a macaroni and cheese competition, and then they didn't have the macaroni and cheese competition. You know, stuff happens. But I get excited about stuff like, girl, I'm sorry. You just blessed my heart when you said you have, you know what, I'm going to play. We're just going to take a moment and we're going to come back and continue to talk about business number three and entrepreneurship and some of the shit that go on in the D.C. We're going to cut to the song. We're going to cut to the song. This one dedicated to you too. See, I ain't even, we're just going to watch what I play though. But watch what I play though. Okay.
I don't wanna feel those I used to blow it away.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, Jennifer?
Yeah.
She said it in past tense because she don't live in D.C. That's all. We're going to read in between the lines. I'm going to take a break because I am so sorry that I didn't shout out who needed to be shouted out. All Things Be by B. Alexis. Y'all keep stopping me in the streets, in meetings, up and down the corridors of the District of Columbia about these earrings. They come from All Things Be Alexis. And she makes bracelets and she makes journals. She's a very talented young lady. I just lose stuff, so I wear her earrings. So technically, she sponsors my ears in life because most of my earrings, if you see me, I got earrings in my ears, and she probably made them. And so I just want to tell y'all, All Things Be Alexis are amazing. And before we get too carried on in our conversation about, you know, the next piece of work you do, how do folks keep in contact with you as an individual, as an entity? Be mindful, creeps be creeping. Share whatever contact information you'd like to share.
Okay, on Facebook or Instagram. On Facebook, it's Jennifer the Cosmolactician.
Yeah,
I know that's hard.
Folks. You live in 2017. Autocorrect
right.
Ain't where it at.
OSMELOCTICIAN. And on Instagram, it's J Cosmolactician. So again, that's J C O S M E L O C T I C I A N. So that's the hair business. So the Brow Beater on Facebook, simple as that. Same on Instagram, it's the Brow Beater _1. And we'll wrap it up with. When we continue, wrap up the conversation with the other business.
Yes.
So
take us into how you ascended into business number 3. Get that? Pun intended.
So, I mean, business number 3, huh? What you say?
Yes. We recapping for the folk who late to the show. You know how people do.
Oh, yeah. So business number three was based kind of always there. But once the legalization where I in D.C. came to be, I decided, why not do it? So, I've been baking all my life, cooking and baking all my life. So I've been making macaroni and cheese and baking cakes and doing all, you know, I used to do something I call re-Thanksgiving and do Thanksgiving dinner all over again the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving for my friends that didn't have leftovers for wherever they went. So I've always been cooking and doing stuff like that. So the baking business was kind of a no-brainer. So I just started, and again, with research, you know, finding out the best way, because I'm like, I'm not going to buy someone else's butter. I'm going to do everything from scratch. I'll bake cakes and do pie crusts and stuff like that from scratch, so I got to do everything from scratch. So, yeah, I started it in July. Yeah, started in July.
Of 2016.
So 5 months. Yeah, 5 months in, I've done pretty good. And because of the hair business that sustains my life, you know, everything I need over here, that business and the money I started with it is just working itself over here in the corner. So right now, I've kept track of, you know, my spending and my profit, but none of that is for me right now. And that's another thing people need to look at. When you add something, it's not added income right away.
Wow. I think that this is so inspiring. And the reason why I think it's inspiring is because it really shows that the most authentic pieces of you, like the real bare bones, you've been able to create not just a life, but a lifestyle out of. And I think that the success that has come from that and your honesty around what it has taken to lend itself to that success is really a message for even the person that wants to continue to work for someone else, you know?
Right. You know, I mean, my clients talk to me all the time. they're always saying to me, like, oh, my gosh, I couldn't do what you do. I'm like, well, you probably could if you tried, if there was something you were passionate enough about. Like, you know, I can work a 12-hour day on my feet doing hair and still bake 4 dozen cookies or 2 cakes or whatever. I'm home.
That's amazing.
You know, like you said, I created something. Yeah.
So we still have some time, and I want to ask you, and this is definitely, you know, a shout out to your final business. We like to play a game, just a random game, fun game, with folks who are on our show that has nothing to do with what they do, what we're promoting. And I didn't know you were a connoisseur such as myself. You like that? Connoisseur, connoisseur.
Yes.
I've been playing with that. I didn't know you were a connoisseur such as myself. So you probably know about the different laws and rules of marijuana etiquette. Share your top three. We do top 10 lists here. Can you give your top three rules for if someone wants to smoke Jennifer the Cosmoloptician? Top three rules. It ain't for everybody. It's for somebody. But if they come and smoke with you, what are the top three rules?
Don't bring around dirt weed.
Yes, don't bring dirt weed. Sorry. Yes, because if it was number two or three, you didn't mean it. That's all I'm saying. If it was number two or three, you didn't mean it. Carry on. I'm sorry. I infringed. I have listening skills. Watch.
That's funny. Okay. Number two. If I roll it, I light it.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That, too. Because I don't know who's teaching y'all to smoke, but people really just... Okay, never mind. Carry on.
And I guess the third one would be... Now, it doesn't have to be all the time, but a lot of the time, we need to match. So if I'm bringing something to the table, you need to be bringing something to the table, too.
Hold on, though, because you and I both know that sometimes you can have a bullet point three, but you can have a sub point one, or maybe you like to do 3A. So can we talk about that a little more? I know we don't have long. I know we don't have long on the show, but you're saving lives today, okay? Under what circumstances? Like, you know, okay, no, you don't even got to get circumstances. You've given enough, and you are an entrepreneur. So before you send me an invoice for your expertise, I'm going to run some things down and just tell me if you agree, okay?
Okay.
We're going to go as far as we can go before the show is over. I'm going to try to create a top 10 list. This is a newbie. I ain't never made a top 10 list off the top of my head. But a top 10 list that you probably need to match me at this point, right? You ready? You ready? You just tell me if you agree. If I'm off the mark, I'm willing to be off the mark. We in sisterhood on this one. You ready?
Uh-huh.
In no particular order as they come to my mind. I'm going to try to do 10. All right. I believe in myself. I almost said 5. Number 10. If the last 3 or more times I done brung all the weed, it's probably about time. You mad?
Would you agree? Yeah. Yeah, and honestly,
I'll
give 3 chances. I'm a 2-strike person.
Oh. There you go. Okay, here's another one. If you know I got loud and you don't ever, at this point, you need to match me because offering dirt weed is not a match. Is that it?
Right.
Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Number 8. Edibles that don't give me high are not a match. Do I have it? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Number 7, because it goes with number 8. There, you don't put a time limit on my high. Don't tell me
right.
I'm going to feel it in an hour. If I
right.
I don't feel it. That's where we are. Number 6, I'm going to weigh it out. If yours don't weigh, let mine weigh. When you claim to match,
or look like it weigh, because we might be on that level where I ain't that petty. If it don't look equal, you not matching if I bring 3.5 and you got a gram. That ain't a match. just, where are we at? Are we at number four yet? Number four, if you bring other mouths to the match, it ain't a match. Six
right.
Minutes for the J is not a match. Just number three, if you bring weed and nothing to smoke it with, and by nothing to smoke it with, I mean the trash roll-up they had from whatever bullshit corner store you went and got it, that still counts as nothing. We not going to make the weed taste horrible. That was not a match. We got 90 seconds and two more. Number two, if you don't have no food after you match, you might as well not brought that shit, and I hate you. And that would be number two. And then number one, if you come to me matching and you don't have no grinder, listen, the club is not a time to try to be matching me. Like, we out in public, we make it. That's not the time to be talking about, oh, dog, I was going to match you. No, you wasn't.
No,
the best
no.
matches are done in the comfort of your home. And here's a bonus one before we get off the air. If you still live with your mama and you don't got nobody to pay rent, you need to stop smoking, period. You don't need to match nobody. You need to find a fucking landlord. Priority. Weed is a goal, not a priority. You learned that
right.
on the one mic stand with Simply Nay. I thank you for coming, Jennifer. It was a great
You're welcome.
Time
thank you for having me.
This was amazing. If you just tuning in, you late as shit, and that's fine. We have this show available in archives. You can listen to it forever. Please support Jennifer Edwards and all 82 of her businesses that she has because support is free. And I will or will not be releasing the 10 Weed Commandments as an ebook for your reading pleasure. I'm going to find an artist to make it an adult coloring book because we do that shit now in the 17th. Thank you for listening. It's the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay, and we're going to get on out of here. No closing song, just closing conversation.